My name is Rebecca, and I'm 13 years old. Today's date is 11/23/2017. I'm speaking with Gemma, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Alexandria, Virginia. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
First question. Do you have a favorite memory from your life?
This is my entire life, not just as a child, but...
Your entire life. Throughout your entire life, do you have a favorite memory?
Yes, I think one would be a trip to Europe. And the purpose was to meet Pa's ship in the Mediterranean. But I also got to travel with his sister, and we just had the best time ever.
Where in Europe did you go?
We went to Italy, and we went to Malta. That was very interesting. Not a lot of people get to go there. It was good.
What were you like as a kid?
I think I was quiet, an only child. And my grandparents lived with us, so I think that was really an important part of my life to spend time with them. But I think I was just quiet.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Annapolis, Maryland.
What was that like growing up in Annapolis?
Well, I thought it was a pretty neat place. It's the capital of Maryland, and we have a family history in Annapolis. At times I didn't think it was a very exciting place, but it really was. Capital and lots of good things there.
Do you have a favorite food from your childhood that you still eat today?
Not that I can think of.
That was a random question. Okay. What was one of the most difficult parts in your life, or difficult moment?
Probably losing my grandparent, my first grandparent, because they lived with us. And that was a hard time, and missed him very much.
Who was one person in your life that made the biggest impact?
Mm-hmm. I would probably say my dad.
Why is that?
He was very patient, extremely patient with me, and he spent really good quality time with me. It was good. No matter what we did, as long as we were doing it together.
That's nice. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Just appreciate what you have. Be thankful for family. And I guess that's what I would say. Just be thankful and appreciate what you have. That makes sense.
What did you do before you met Pa?
I was working and enjoying my job, and we met. And
where'd you meet?
We met while he was at the Naval Academy, and we met at, trying to remember, one of the local churches, because they had a gathering or get-together on Saturday nights. And a lot of the midshipmen would come, and local girls, too. So that's where we met.
So when you married Pa, do you remember how many times he got deployed?
Oh, my goodness, no. I've never counted.
What would you think would be, like, in the ballpark?
Well, there probably had to be 20-some. Maybe some were longer than others. He was gone for a year.
And where?
He was in Vietnam for a year. That was the longest.
Wow.
Deployment. He was not on a ship. He went there as a naval advisor to the Vietnamese.
So, when you had my dad and Uncle Dan, and when Paul got deployed, what was that like for you?
Hard. And it kind of depended on where we were living. Some places where it was easier because of the neighbors we had and the place that we lived and, you know, just school and activities and things like that. But it was always hard when he was gone.
What was one of the dumbest things you ever did?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I'm sure there were plenty.
Is there one that like stands out in your?
I'm guessing I'm having selective memory right now. I don't remember. I really don't. Which is not to say I didn't do dumb things, but if I had to pick one, I don't know what it would be. Sorry.
No, it's fine. What was your favorite place that you went throughout your entire life?
Hawaii.
Why is that? I mean, I know the obvious, but what's your point?
Well, first of all, you know, it's a terrific place, great weather. We knew that we would be there for at least 4 years and able to enjoy it. And it is a lovely place, great weather. But just a slower pace of life, and just such a beautiful location. It was good.
Did you think that you would be, let me rephrase that. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up? And how did that change from where you ended up?
Well, I think I always thought that I would get married and have a family,
mm-hmm.
but that I would be content until that right person came along. I wasn't in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed school, I enjoyed work, and friends and all. And so when I met the right person, and that's good.
It's always good.
Yeah.
And
did you ask me what I thought I might be doing?
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoyed working, but I think I was more looking forward to being a wife and a mom.
That's nice. it just runs out. Do you have any regrets?
I'm sure I probably do. There were probably times that I wish maybe I had made better use of my time, that I might have taken advantage of doing some things that I'm not sure I could be specific, but maybe just, you know, didn't take advantage of opportunities and time to do something. And I'm not sure what that something would be.
But it's something.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite memory of Dad or Uncle Dan when they were younger?
They were great together. They just really were. I think they got along really well, and sometimes they had each other more than having a lot of outside friends, depending on where we were. But they might have different memories, but I think they were good brothers. And I think they enjoyed being together and doing things and growing up.
So I know that you collect sand from, or used to collect sand from beaches that you went to?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
That's okay.
Scratch that. Okay, when you were in, so Dad has told me a lot of stories from, like, Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
What stands out in your mind from Pensacola?
Well, let's see. We always went to the camp. That was a favorite thing. And that was a little cottage that was on, I think that was the bay or the river outside of Pensacola. And that was just always a fun time. The boys just loved it because they could just go and be in the water as long as they wanted to. And when cousins were there, that made it even better. We still had that property, too.
Do you think you're ever going to build on it?
No, I don't think we will. But I hope maybe that some other people might. We leave it to our kids and grandkids.
It might happen. It definitely might happen.
Yeah, somebody thought, it might have, is it Aaron? There's that beautiful, beautiful tree. That's a huge oak tree. And we talked about building a house, a tree house in that tree. It would be a perfect place. So. Mm-hmm. Don't think it'll happen in my lifetime, but...
You never know.
No.
Do you have a favorite type of flower?
Let's see. I really like daisies.
Why is that?
I think because they're simple, but they're very pretty. They're just white and yellow, and I just think they're pretty.
Simply beautiful?
Simply beautiful, yes.
Did you ever think you would live here in Virginia?
No. And I was surprised at all of the places, I think, that we lived.
So I know you lived in Hawaii and Florida, but so where else beyond those two places?
We lived in Newport, Rhode Island. We lived in Charleston, South Carolina. Of course, we're here. We lived in California. We lived in Northern California, Southern California, a couple of times out there. Did I say Rhode Island?
Yeah,
you did. Okay, Rhode Island. That was school. Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and then Charleston. I think that was all on the East Coast with the exception of Washington and here. But I think that was it. Wherever there was a naval base and ships, we were there along the coast.
Oh, so the ice machines. Okay. So how many times, or not how many times, but so you moved a lot.
Yeah.
Did you ever, like, when you got a place, did you ever completely unpack or did you keep things in boxes so when you knew you had to move again?
I think that's probably true because a lot of places, most of the time we rented,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we rented a place that had furniture and sometimes, you know, we used what we had. So, yeah, we just kind of knew that we were not going to be there probably too long, but still would enjoy it and take advantage of it.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Oh my goodness.
Your only granddaughter.
I know, that was the most exciting because you've got your boy cousin. And that was really, you know, because every time we were, you know, expecting your grandchild, we thought, maybe this will be it. And finally, Rebecca, and we are so thankful for you.
because I was going to be a granddaughter, not a grandson.
Yes, and you're just a special person, even if we had others.
Oh, thank you.
You would be a favorite, and you would stand out. So, and you handle yourself well with all these guys.
They are annoying. They definitely are annoying.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time.
Okay.
So in Hawaii,
uh-huh.
Use three words to describe, like, a sunset in Hawaii.
Fabulous. Unique. Very peaceful.
Peaceful?
That's kind of a strange word, but that's true.
Hmm. What was Gaga like? Because I didn't know Gaga. I hear a lot of stories, but...
Oh.
No, like, good, funny, like, lighthearted stories, but that's all I hear.
Yeah, she really enjoyed her grandchildren. I was an only child, and I don't think she ever thought that she would be a grandma to more than one, maybe one child. So she loved to knit and to crochet. Hardly ever saw her without something in her hands. So she was very special, and miss her a lot. I know how much she would enjoy all of you now. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's all of the questions I can think of.
That's a good job. Hope I didn't disappoint you.
No, you definitely didn't. You did not.
Feel free to edit any of it and take anything.
No, uh-huh. I think.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank you for talking. Because I know... We talk a lot, but we never record it and as like an interview type thing.
We don't get really deep.
Never.
Well, thank you for...